Hi, I'm Dr. Pamela Peek, and welcome to Her, episode number 27. Her is the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life. Now, today we've got a very, very special guest who's going to be telling us all about how a woman can learn the art of, letting go and maybe unbinding the heart while you're at it. But before we start the episode, I want to make sure that you know this is possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized just for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so good. To learn more, please go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode to rate this podcast and review us. Hey, I read these things. I love them. So bring it on. I welcome all of your thoughts. All right, it's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind.
Her body.
Her life.
It's all about her.
Like I said, we're going to be talking about how to unbind the heart, which just happens to be the title of our author's wonderful book, Unbinding the Heart, A Dose of Greek Wisdom, Generosity, and Unconditional Love. We have with us Agape Stazanopoulos. Agape Stazanopoulos is a best-selling author and speaker. She is so amazing as a speaker who inspires audiences around the world. In this book, Unbinding the Heart, A Dose of Greek Wisdom, Generosity, and Unconditional Love, she shares wisdom from her life's adventures and experiences. She was trained in London at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and then moved on to receive her master's degree in psychology from the University of Santa Monica. Her previous books are on the Greek archetypes, Gods and Goddesses in Love, and Conversation with the Goddesses. Oh, heck with it. These have become PBS specials, and if I sat here and gave you her whole bio, I'd be here until my next birthday, and that's like a year from now. So what I'd love to do is just get to it. Agape, welcome to the Her podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for hosting me, and thank you for all you do for women and empowering them and helping them with their health and their well-being. I am just thrilled to converse and to help each other, you know, because we all help each other in this journey, to share with you my wisdom and any tips I have found from my Greek upbringing and from my amazing mother that I speak a lot in Unbinding the Heart. I pay homage to her legacy, and both my sister, Arianna Huffington, who created the Huffington Post, as you know, she and I were raised by this amazing mother, Ellie, fearless, filled with good values, and really a woman, you know, Pamela, who really knew how to let go. She really knew how to move on and not sweat the small stuff.
Well, you know, you mentioned Arianna Huffington, who is your sister. She wrote a beautiful quote in the beginning of your book, Unbinding the Heart. She said,
yes.
Besides being a loving sister, Agape has an innate wisdom and a gift for communicating it to her readers. The insight and passion that she brings to Unbinding the Heart and the lessons it holds for bringing freedom and grace into our lives make it a must-read book. The other thing I found that was beautiful, well, you have some pretty amazing quotes. You've got the actress and comedian, one of my all-time favorites, Tracy Ullman, Seth Godin, oh dear God, who is absolutely one of my most, I mean, every morning I get a Seth Godin, you know, quote, as
quote,
we all do when
yes.
we subscribe. Donna Karen, founder of Urban Zen, and I think I'm wearing one of her pieces, DKY, and then and Lisa Oz. So what's beautiful about this book is that it gives you a tasting of all kinds of angles on how one unbinds the heart. And what you have here is this amazing group of 32 chapters, and they're all blessedly, beautifully brief, succinct, and to the point. And you begin the whole thing with a beautiful quote by Tolstoy, from War and Peace. All everything that I understand only because I love. Why did you choose that, Agape?
I chose that because, you know, Pamela, ultimately, what makes our lives very hard, and everybody knows the struggles and the challenges we all have, is that we judge it. We judge what we call the bad stuff of our lives. And when you look at it through the lens of love, which Tolstoy says in this quote, everything I understand is because I love, I then, when I realize that love is basically what glues the universe together. And that's not, a woo-woo California under the mango tree, a new agey concept. The universe, everybody and all the scientists have said that there is an energy of everything coming together with the intelligence, the universal intelligence, the cosmos, whatever you choose to call it. If you call it a life force, God, something that is so incomprehensible for our small mind, for the human mind, and it's only when we surrender that there is a bigger intelligence that actually governs everything, including, of course, our miraculous bodies, which every day I'm in awe of what these bodies can do, how these bodies can heal. In my new book that's coming out the end of December, called Wake Up to the Joy of You, I have a whole chapter called Making Your Health a Priority. And I start the chapter by saying we have 36.2 billion cells. 36.2 billion cells, my friends who are listening. If you ever doubt yourself that your life matters, that you're worthy, that you're deserving, don't think of your personality or your ambitions or your life as a single entity. You're part of this incredible gift of your life, of life force, the life force that lives in all of us, Pamela. So whenever I speak, I literally say to people, when you look in the mirror, have reverence for your life, because it is awesome what we have in this body, in this mind, in this brain. You just have to go and study a little more about how this body functions, and you realize that all we can have is gratitude and reverence. And that's,
oh, but wait a minute now, Agape. Wait a minute. So you say to really, which I believe, to cherish this extraordinary gift that is our body. And there's absolutely no question about that. But out there in her podcast land, there are women who look at their body with shame, blame, and guilt, not feeling good about it. And you, in chapter 24 of your book, headed this off with a title, You're Just Pretty, You're Not Beautiful. What was that about? I thought that story was amazing.
That is an amazing phrase that my mother used for a story that a woman who had come from France, and she was full of herself. You know those women who think they are, you know, the biggest thing that happened, and they're above you, and they carry a sense of superiority in them, you know, that they're superior or they know better. And a lot of it might have to do with looks, because maybe they have the, what we think, you know, the great body, or they're wearing the new Chanel and the new Gucci, or the fabulous shoes, or and they have this air like, who are you to talk to me? You know, like, I am. And truly, that to me is one of the most unattractive and unappealing qualities in a woman. Most unappealing. I like a real star and a real first lady, if I may talk for a minute about Michelle Obama, whom I so love because I knew her before and I knew her after, and she's the same caring, loving, amazing, generous woman. So to me, that's a true first lady, not the people who have the airs and the outfits and the formalities. So this woman, who was a big producer in France and in Hollywood, because she had this hair, and when people hopefully will read my book, they will see in that chapter, my mother went up to her in a cocktail party that I was hosting at my home. Her boyfriend was one of my dearest friends. And she got fed up with her, you know, and looked at her in straight in the face, in the eyes, held her hand and said, her name was Genevieve, my dear girl, hello, my name is Ellie, my mother said, would you like a spinach pie? She had made spinach pies. And then she said, you know, you're very pretty, but you're not beautiful. That's a whole other quality that you don't possess. So she was really nailing her, and you could see the mask was kind of deteriorating, you know, and she didn't know what to do. I don't know if it made any difference or not to her. But I think beauty, and I just did a conference on beauty, and I did a guided meditation, and I talked to the women and the men there, and I said, beauty is not an outer thing. Beauty is an essence that we all carry. Beauty is in our souls, in the way we are, the way we are with everyone and interact in the world. Beauty is all around us. And when we disconnect and judge ourselves because we have cellulite or because our stomach is not flat or because we are carrying 10 or 20 or 30 pounds, that's just like doable and fixable. And the judgments and the lack of shame, the shame that we have, and the lack of confidence that we have when we do that to ourselves is detrimental. It literally brings down the immune system. It literally, if we could see it, what we do to ourselves with our negative critical thoughts, we would be mortified. So I just want
there's
to
there's no question about that. Well, I also want to tell you that there's science behind that. And the science, Agabi, is that when we're feeling low, when we feel shame, blame, and guilt, when we disparage ourselves, our actual estrogen levels plummet. When we're stressed like that, when we stress about how perfect we should look and all the rest of it, stress hormone, which is cortisol, actually depresses immune system. Right? But it also contributes to the decrease in the estrogen level. So we become less fertile as well. And then, of course, we end up with all the other hormonal issues that happen when you have abnormal hormonal levels like that. You wrote in that chapter something that I underlined 38 times. Here it comes. And it's just beautiful. Beauty should enrich us, not enslave us. If we feel unattractive, imperfect, or simply insecure, then beautifying ourselves is an act of masking and covering up. But when we know the beauty of our real self and choose to reflect it in the way we wear makeup or jewelry or clothes, then it's an act of creativity and self-expression to amplify an inner radiance, not disguising what we are, but adorning it for all the world to see. Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much, family. Is that from the new book, Wake Up to the Joy of You?
That is Unbinding the Heart, chapter 24, on that you're just pretty, you're not beautiful.
Oh, wow. I forgot. Oh. I wrote that. Thank you.
Well, wait a minute now. Listen, I've written 6 books. I forget everything I write in these things.
Oh, that's amazing.
So listen, you at the very end of that chapter, you had something that was amazing. And it was you were leading a workshop on the archetypes. And one of the participants was a nun in her 70s. And she wasn't cloistered. She wasn't wearing the habit. She arrived in shorts and a sleeveless shirt, carrying herself lightly and comfortably. In the same group, there was also a former Playboy model. The model came in loaded down with issues about beauty, sexuality, self-image, and we all sensed how burdened she was. The nun, however, exuded joy and freedom. The beauty of her spirit was coming through in all through her body, and it shed light on everyone around her.
Yes,
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
It's
so
beautiful.
True. You know, I mean, you meet so many different women from so many walks of life. And, you know, I have met many beautiful, stunningly beautiful women who are models or who carry this beauty. And unless you have that inside, first of all, let me just say it bluntly, what makes a woman beautiful is her heart. If a woman is generous and loving and caring and she listens and she has joy, she is beautiful. How many times have you seen a woman who walks into a room and she makes things happen? She changes the energy of the room because she's joyful. And she doesn't come in saying, oh, look at me. Look at me is a very unattractive quality. But being generous and being open and listening to people, being interested in people. When people say to me, I don't know what to talk to people about, I said, don't worry about yourself. Think about them. What do they do? How do they get to be who they are? Where are they from? Where did their parents come from? How did they get to do this career? Are they married? Are they divorced? Do they have children? I mean, there's so many things you can start a conversation with people and be open, be transparent. We all have insecurities. We all have self-doubts and insecurities, but we are so much bigger than that. And I said, you cannot afford the luxuries of your own insecurities. And I want all these women who are listening to listen, to hear loud and clear. If you are plagued by comparisons, jealousies, thinking you are not pretty enough, you're not good enough, you don't have the right outfits, your body isn't right, and you struggle with your body image, start from inside out. And write down every night, write down the beautiful qualities about you that have nothing to do with your outer appearance. And you're interested in poetry, in reading, in learning about new subjects. You're interested, I mean, Pamela, to me, you're such a beautiful woman because you care so much about the health of women. You give them so much. You're constantly, I know, just from the little that I read about you and my friend who introduced you said to me, you're constantly evolving. You're constantly learning. You don't have time to be insecure, right? You never have time to say, I don't feel good.
There's no question. You can't grow. You can't grow if you're insecure. You can't grow if you feel shame, blame, and guilt.
Yes, we are all a work in progress. We're all a masterpiece. We are these 37.2 billion cells that I want to really, you know, walk around and tell yourself, 37.2 billion cells. Oh, my God, I have nothing to do with it. They're moving. They're dying. They're regenerating. I better take care of them, oxygenate them, go to the fresh air, take them for a walk, drink water, have lots of greens, take your vitamins. I mean, do all these things that... Dancing is amazing. The cells love to dance. Don't think of yourself as this person who has cellulite and maybe, you know, your breasts are falling or maybe your arms are not as firm. And so what? So what? And we have to stop that insanity because the magazines and everybody will tell you, Pamela, you know, they're all airbrushed. And I love Gwyneth Paltrow, who on Instagram put a picture of herself. She was 44 with no makeup. Sure, she's a beautiful woman. But you could feel she was just natural. She was just a natural woman with, and you know, Dove has done a great campaign about that. And a lot, and Weight Watchers, I think, is doing something about women, naked, love your body, love your body, love your body so much.
Well, you know, well, there's one other thing. You know, as you're talking about this, I can't believe this, because it's a beautiful lead-in to chapter 26 in your incredible book, Unbinding the Heart, where you said there is nothing to fix. There's nothing to fix. And you said,
exactly.
I look at my life differently now, thinking in terms of what needs to be healed rather than fixed. What did you mean by that?
Right. Well, because when you start to say, I have to fix this or that, you're starting to feel there is something wrong with you. But really, there's nothing wrong with us, you know, because even when people, you know, are upset about their parents, because not everybody was brought up by a loving mother. I happen to be very blessed. I had a loving mother, but my parents separated. And my father was a womanizer, you know, but he was an amazing, brilliant journalist who survived the concentration camps, but he had his own wounds and his own problems. So as a little girl, I thought I should fix them. Years and years later, I realized, you know, that's their story. That's what we call their karma. And it took me years, Pamela, trust me. You know, my teenage years, my 20s, my 30s, I kept trying to fix my parents. And my mom should forgive my dad, my dad should forgive my mom. Well, at the end of their lives, I have this amazing chapter, as you know, called The Power of Forgiveness, where my father fell on the floor and as he was leaving for Greece from Los Angeles, and he fell on the ground and he held my mother's hand and said, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me for all I did. It happened. It happened at the last year of their lives. But, you know, we don't have control of when people we love are going to let go. And actually, you can't control yourself either. If somebody has hurt you and people say, let it go, move over. Well, it's a process. It's a process. I mean, and that's when we have to talk about how do you let go. I had years where I wasn't getting the acting parts I wanted. Remember in my story?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so I finally let go by sharing my gift in a New York City bus to one woman. I just went and opened up my heart and my expression, and hopefully people will read Unbinding the Heart, and that's a chapter called St. Joan in the Bus. And I just opened up and I started to share with her. And then when I shared with her, I said, why am I even waiting for all these casting directors and being miserable? Because I thought, if I don't get the part, who am I? Who am I? I'm 37.2 billion cells. I'm a human being who came to grow, to learn, to evolve, to learn about my spirit, my soul, to learn how to love. That's who I am. And then I'm an actress, I'm a producer, I'm an accountant, I'm a CEO, I'm a doctor. Whatever you do, it's not who you are. You are who you are, period. And then you do what you do. Therefore, I stopped identifying myself by this acting thing that had me strapped in a straitjacket. And then once I let go, I started to perform everywhere. I would go to dinner parties with friends, and I would say, you want me to do Jocasta? You want me to do Shakespeare? I had a talent. I went to hospitals and did it. I went to senior citizens. And then I decided to put a one-woman show together and do it in galleries and museums. The world was my stage. And I never auditioned again for any plays or any movies. Isn't that an amazing story?
Well, you know what it is, you know, by letting go, right?
Yes.
What you allowed yourself to do is see possibility, is to be able to envision and make opportunity take place. You see, you had all those talents. You have all the degrees.
Yes.
And you know what the definition of luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Well, the thing is, you were prepared. But what you didn't realize is that you were actually prepared for something much, much bigger.
Yes,
and this is what you're doing now. This has now defined you. Does that make sense to you, Agape?
Yes. Oh, my God. That is so wise. I'm going to put this as a quote. I'm going to make a quote and put it in my Instagram and say, Dr. Pamela Peek, when you let go of what's holding you back and you're holding so tight, you can see the possibilities that are available to you that you can't see it if you're holding so tight.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and I think you open up your heart.
Even you open up your heart. And then it's like, and that's, again, back to the body image and to whatever a circle. If we open up your heart to how your life is, and you say, well, this is how it is today, first of all, because the way it is today doesn't mean it's going to be there tomorrow. Okay, you know, this marriage didn't work out, or my kids are giving me a hard time, or my work isn't going as well, or all of the things that we have. But if you go, okay, how, what can I change? What can I affect? What can I be more proactive in making a difference? What can I let go? And then you don't pressure yourself that things should be different, which creates a real friction, you know?
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely no question about it. And therefore, in learning the art of letting go, you know, women especially are very, you know, challenged with this. I think men do this much easier. Women are burdened with a boatload of guilt. You know, if I let go of one thing, how many people am I going to disappoint? Are people going to get on my case? Maybe I should just stick with it, even if I don't really like it that much, because after all, it does earn me a salary, blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and on. And then women, as you know, are much more prone to anxiety and worry than men. And for that matter, it's by a factor of 20 to 1. And so then women start churning it in what I love to call the mental Cuisinart upstairs. You know, you just take a thought and stick it in there, hit that little button high, and let it chop away, right? Well, you know, this is what women do. And then they overthink it, and then they overthink it to death. It's like, enough. Unburden yourself. You said it so beautifully, Agape, in your book.
Yes.
And you said it in every single one of your chapters, not just in the one of forgiveness and all the rest of it. It's like an undercurrent. It's like there's possibility, opportunity, amazing adventures waiting for you out there, but you'll never find them unless you take that little courage and that bravery and strategically put yourself out there, prepared, ready for the adventure, right?
But you know, here's the thing, because I hear a lot of women who say to me, that's easily said when you've done it, because there have been many times in my life where I was stuck and I didn't know how to take the next step. I didn't know how to change careers. I didn't know how to get out of the little rabbit hole I put myself in. So what I say to women now, because I got out of that rabbit hole and I went to the open field and I started to experience my life force and my life and my heart and my joy. And I now say to women, do not try to do it alone. When you are stuck and feeling paralyzed and you are unhappy, please tell someone. You don't have to go to therapy. You can just tell someone. And there are many wonderful friends. And find somebody you feel safe. First of all, tell yourself, because Pamela, sometimes we don't even tell ourselves. Have a good conversation with yourself. Every night, write two or three things in a journal and say, how are you today, sweetheart? I call myself sweetheart. How are you doing, darling? Call yourself darling, sweetheart. How are you doing? Love yourself.
I love that. You know, I call that checking in. I like to check in. You know, we check in with everyone in our life. Why don't we check in with ourselves?
Check in. There is such intelligence and wisdom inside. We all have this wisdom. You know, we are not given, we were not made out of the garbage material. We're made out of stardust. We have intelligence in us. And if we can't access it, allow other people in your life. Go to the elders. Go to people who have lived and have gone through it. If you are unhappy in your marriage, find people who are happy. And find people who divorced and found happiness again. But find people and have a tribe. And let my sister and I are each other's tribe. And we have this few women around us where we confide in each other. So when you are feeling off, when you're feeling you want to cry, you cry. You don't say, I'm fine. because that constricts the heart. If your heart says, see, I'm really upset about being excluded from this thing, or I'm upset because I'm not being treated the way I want to be treated. I'm upset because of this. Just voice it. Voicing it, giving it expression, it frees you up. That's part of letting go, instead of judging it. Once you let it go, you write it down, then you go, okay, what can I do? Can I forgive it? Can I go to the person and talk to them? Can I talk to a friend about it? Can I counsel? But what we often do as women, we are martyrs. We are caretakers. We think we should be the one taking care of everybody. We take on people's problems. We start, you know, I laughed the other day. I did a big conference, a keynote at Bacardi in Miami. And at the end of my conference, I did the keynote, closing keynote. I said, how many women here take other people's problems? Everybody, all the women raised their hands. I said, you know, last night I went to bed thinking of Brad Pitt. I don't know Brad Pitt. I've never dated Brad Pitt. He never asked me out. But my heart was concerned about how unhappy he must be that Angelina Jolie divorced him. Now, why would I do that to myself? Why would I?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's sort of like anyone who comes within, you know, 20 feet of you, right? You've got to care give. I want to make sure everyone out there in her podcast land knows that we're talking to the great Agape Stazanopoulos, who is the author of Unbinding the Heart, A Dose of Greek Wisdom, Generosity, and Unconditional Love. And we're going to be having her back on the podcast when she launches her new book at the end of December. And that is called Wake Up to the Joy of You. Wake Up to the Joy of You. 52 meditations.
And practices for a happier and calmer life. And people can go into my website, which is www.unbindingtheheart.com. They can look at my blog. They can look at all the chapters of my new book. They can order my new book anywhere they want. They can pre-order it. It won't be available at the end of December, but everybody can pre-order it, which will be amazing for me. And then you'll have the first copies hot off the press. And then also, I want people to follow me in Instagram. I put a lot of beautiful quotes and a lot about my life called Agape Sees, like Sees, I see, Agape Stathinopoulos, Agape Sees. And also, they can follow me in Facebook. I have a public page, Agape Stathinopoulos. You can like my page. And let's build a tribe. I like to really inspire and help people know how magnificent, how magical, how powerful, and how it all, there is always a solution. Don't you love that chapter in my book, Pamela? I think it's chapter 4 or 5. There's always a solution.
There's no question about it. And I could be here forever and a day, you know, going through every single one of the chapters, because you have
wonderful.
So much.
You know how wonderful you are.
Oh, you know, come on now. You're the one who inspired all of this. I mean, come on. You shared your beautiful Greek wisdom in a very succinct and beautiful and feminine and female friendly way. And I know that my listeners on the Her podcast are going to go on out there, get on over to Unbinding the Heart, learn about you, Agape, and then also about your new book, Wake Up to the Joy of You. And we can't wait for this to come out. It's just going to be absolutely the best. Have you got just a quick wrap-up, just a beautiful point out there that you can share with all the women in Her podcast land? Go for it.
Well, just wherever you find yourself this very moment, this is the perfect moment, your entry point to have the life you want. Don't delay loving yourself. Don't delay being grateful for your life. Don't postpone happiness, because it can be available to you right now when you embrace all of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Whatever we call it, all of you is good. don't make a separation. This is the good stuff, and this is the stuff I don't like. Because in your love, in your acceptance, you will transform everything to knowing that your heart wants to love first yourself, because your heart is made with love. So open your heart and let it breathe and air and open up to pour the love that's inside your heart. I know it's there, and the wisdom that's in your heart and in your soul.
I love it. Agape, thank you so much. We're so blessed and grateful that you were on the Her podcast. And I know that everyone out there is going to go grab that book, both of them.
Thank you.
And also run on off to your website.
You can always link into my site and sign up, agape@unbindingtheheart.com. agape@unbindingtheheart.com. It will be such a joy to know that you're reading this book, which I wrote for all of you, and told every little true story. And really, God bless you, my darling Pamela, for all you're doing for
well, thank you, Agape. What an incredible segment this has been. So thank you, Agape. All right, everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please take 30 seconds and rate this podcast on iTunes. Why? Because we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And that happens when you take the time to rate it. And while you're there, please leave a review as well. Because guess what? I read those things and I love to hear your thoughts. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.